the more kids can get introduced to the theater arts at an early age, it changes that kid. It makes that kid so much more of a rounded individual, much more of a capable citizen.
That's Shannon Riley, Artistic Director of the Topeka Civic Theater. And I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Shannon Riley joins us to talk about the history and mission of the theater, as well as upcoming productions. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the Topeka Civic Theater.
Topeka Civic Theater was born way back in 1935 when two rival theater companies, the Washburn Players and the Red Barn Players, were brought together by our founder, Rena Hunter, and they said, let's all work together. And they formed the Topeka Civic Theater, making us the oldest community theater in the state of Kansas, one of the oldest in the nation, actually. And we've been going ever since. We've never stopped. We've never missed a performance a year. We've never ceased operations even for a break. So we're very proud of our heritage.
You offer a wide variety of performances, you know, both for adults and for children on three different stages.
Three different stages. We produce over 250 nights of entertainment a year. That's more than any other theater I know of. We operate three different stages. If you've 4 to 94, if you're looking for a performance opportunity, we're going to provide it for you. And for our audiences, we run the gamut of Shakespeare and classics to musicals to farce to children's theater, as well as three improv comedy companies and a Radio Players Readers Theater Company. Mm-hmm. So we are constantly producing new material, new shows all the time.
You work a lot with youth. You provide classes, and also made me think about you have an improv troupe for the kids.
That's
as well.
Right. We have an all high school age improv company called the Freshman Class. They were an offshoot of our Laugh Lines, which is our adult comedy class. And then we also have a senior one called the Senior Class, and it's for people 55 and older, which I never thought as 55 is senior, but it is this older group of actors who also perform improv. So it's such a wide range. Plus, we do camps. We do year-round classes for kids, and we do summer camps that are incredibly involved in two different locations in Topeka, one at our theater, Topeka Civic Theater at 3028 Southwest 8th Street, and also a few blocks away in Gage Park at the center of Topeka. We also offer theater classes, and they go all summer long, so a kid will leave school on a Friday and join us on a Monday.
Now, with all of these productions, you rely heavily on volunteers, but you also have a paid staff as well. So how does that all come together?
Well, we're a professionally driven community theater. A lot of community theaters are nowadays. And it is a group of actors who are all volunteer. Our volunteer family is over 600 strong. But we also have some people who are trained in their particular expertise. Our set designer, for instance, has a master's degree. I have a master's degree. Our education director has a degree in education. So it's all people who were brought in with a certain knowledge of a theater discipline, a theater aspect, and they're the ones who then lead the volunteers in creating it. Even though our set designer designs a set, he builds it with volunteers, a group of volunteer carpenters. Mm-hmm. Volunteer painters come in and paint it. And as a matter of fact, on a night when you come to see the theater, it's going to be a volunteer who tears your ticket, a volunteer who seats you, a volunteer who helps you through the buffet line, and a volunteer who you're going to see on stage and running all the scenery backstage. Mm-hmm. It is an amazing animal. Awesome to watch.
So a lot of people might think of civic theater and think, well, I can't get involved because I'm not an actor, but you've just described lots of different
ways. Yeah, I've had people say to me, well, you can't use me. I have no talent. And I always say, let us decide that. Because we have people who are doing all kinds of disciplines for us. Even people who work in our gardens are volunteers. Answering our phone during the day, helping with chores, helping collect hours, data input. There's so many different ways we can keep people active and going throughout their whole life. And a lot of the times, we create a volunteer position when there's a volunteer need. That's how our senior radio players started. We had a group of actors who we knew. It's hard for them to memorize anymore. They may be not as ambulatory as they used to be. What about putting them on stage, creating the sound effects, and doing the old 1950s and 40s radio plays, and let them continue to perform and be active in their lifespan as an actor. And that's how that whole company began.
If someone's interested in volunteering, who do they reach out to?
Well, you can go to our website, first of all. Go to TopekaCivicTheater.com. It's a great website. You'll find all the information about TCT, as well as our sister theater, Helen Hocker Theater, which is in Gage Park. You can also call area code 785-357-5211. And asked to talk to Shell Decker. She works with all of our volunteer resources. She would be the ideal person to meet with you, give you a tour, show you around, and find the ideal location for you to be involved.
when people think of funding the theater, you know, they think of, well, I buy tickets, but it's much more involved than that.
Oh, yeah.
How do you put that puzzle together?
It's a big puzzle to put together. We've got, luckily, a great staff that does that. But we rely on four basic things for our funding. We rely on the support of our ticket buyers, number one. And we always want more of that. Mm-hmm. We also survive through corporate support. We have a lot of corporate sponsors that support us and help us keep going. We always want more of that. We write grants when they are appropriate for what our particular mission is or what the grant might happen to be. So there's that. And then there's also donations. So those four things keep coming into play. We don't receive any federal or state tax dollars because we are managing a county theater, which is Helen Hocker and Gage Park. We do receive a small subsidy to run Helen Hocker through the county. But other than that, we're relying on people listening right now just to enjoy theater, that want to experience theater, that they're willing to come out, buy a ticket. The best way you can support us is buy a ticket and let us give back to you a great show.
You're doing so much at the theater. It's hard to imagine doing more, but what do you envision for the future of the organization?
Well, someday I'd like to really have a separate theater itself that's dedicated just to the youth theater programming. Right now, that youth programming is shared on two different stages, one in Helen Hocker and one at the theater at TCT. My hope is one day we'll be able to dedicate one performance space just to that youth theater market. Because, you know, if there's anything that's getting lost in the schools right now, it's the arts, and performing arts is one of them. The more kids can get introduced to the theater arts at an early age, it changes that kid. It makes that kid so much more of a rounded individual, much more of a capable citizen. And that's what we want. So I know for personal experience, being a father myself, my two kids, who had no choice anyway, have been doing theater since they were very, very young. And they're in the gifted program. They have all the confidence in the world and could go on stage and do anything. These are the kind of kids we want for the future. And that's really what TCT needs to be, much more of a all-inclusive place for kids to be of all backgrounds.
Well, we talked about the wide variety of programming that you offer. So let's talk about what's out there right now or in the near future that people could go see.
Well, it's a holiday season, so we've got a lot of great things for the holiday season. First of all, on our main stage, which is the Scheffel Theater at Topeka Civic Theater, we are one of the first community theaters in the nation that have been granted the licensing right to Hunchback of Notre Dame. And we're going to be launching that the day after Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, we open it, we run all the way through until December 22nd. And it is an amazing musical. It's amazing. And we get to be one of the first ones in the nation to do it. And it was brought to us. We didn't even go asking for it. It was brought to us. Now, at the same time while we're doing that, on our youth stage, we're going to be doing a junior version of the musical Elf, which is based on that very funny film with Will Ferrell, Elf. It's now a kids' version. It's 1 hour long, all youth cast. We have about 40 kids in that show dancing, singing, and being elves, and they're adorable. And then across in Helen Hocker, we've got a wonderful farce called Sorry Wrong Chimney. And it's about a guy who is madly in love with his young bride and wants to buy her a very special holiday gift, but he can't afford it. So he takes a job as a department Santa and doesn't tell her that at night he's working as this department Santa. Well, there's also a guy dressing up as Santa, breaking into houses and stealing jewelry and money and things like that. So when his bride comes across a Santa suit stuffed with money hidden in the closet, she jumps to the natural conclusion. Mm-hmm. So it's a very funny farce about that mistaken identity. So if all three of those running during the December month, it's going to be a great time for anyone who wants to come and check us out. Plus, if you're looking for the ideal gift, we have gift certificates to any amount, and it is giving the gift of live theater. It's an experience for people who have hard to buy for. This is the greatest gift you can give them because it's a night out of terrific theater.
Shannon, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I'd love to come back anytime.
Shannon Riley is the artistic director of the Topeka Civic Theater. More information about upcoming performances is available at topecacivictheater.com. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.